I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Cole and Jettis.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is Tuesday the 10th of January. Sometimes you look at the date and you're like, oh shit, what's going on with my life right now? Messages coming through, great. That's not distracting whatsoever. Let me get all this stupid shit out of the way real quick. As usual, the sponsor is beer52.com. I don't have a real, machine gun noise, so I'll just do it with my mouth. Beer52.com, they sponsor this podcast. What they are, basically, is a subscription beer service with craft beers. So if you want to get a box of beers delivered to your house every month, subscribe to them and they arrive. They're all individual beers. They change every month. They're sourced from all around the world. They're delicious. They're pretty fucking strong. And that's the deal. You sign up to them, they send you beer. The reason I'm advertising them on this podcast is because if you listen to this podcast, use the code BANTER10. Enter it when you're subscribing and you'll get £10 off your first box, player. You know what I'm saying? Beer, a magazine, some snacks, all to your house. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Good old strong craft beer. You can sit around with your mates and say things like, dude, hops or something? Yeah, man, whatever. And then it's 8% and you can't remember your surname. Beer52.com, sign up, support this podcast, drink some beer, enjoy yourself, guys. Don't go crazy, you know? Drink responsibly. You know what I'm saying? Don't be like, you know, I'm a bus driver. Let me just drink all 10 of these beers and then have a party. Don't do that, is what I'm saying. So that's it. Other dates to promote. The next one coming up is Lavery's on the 18th of January. We're going to figure out a sweet lineup. Oh my God, what am I watching? What am I watching? Hold on, let me watch this with sound. This is a guy with ACL damage. Ugh. Oh, hold on, hold on. Oh, mate. We've got off to a bad start in this podcast, guys. Oh, fuck me. Oh my God, let me just watch this in silence. So basically, I started the podcast there, I thought we were off on a good start, and I seen some video that says something about some guy getting ACL surgery, and they are just pulling strips of ligament out of his fucking leg there. It's only a wee tiny hole, fair play to them. I need all the cartilage out of my left knee, and then something. Is she gonna plait this shit? Oh, she's like sewing it together. So it's double strong. Okay, I'm not going to watch any more of that in case I vomit. I don't know if anyone else has had a knee injury out there, but there's something weird about like having a knee injury and then you cannot watch anyone else in the world have a knee injury. You know what I'm saying? Anytime, if you've broken a bone or, you know, you fucked your knee up or something like that, you just can't watch it anymore. You know, I've smashed my wrist to pieces, blown my knee out, done various shit to my ankles, dislocated thumbs, all that shit. And anytime I watch like a UFC fight and someone's in an armbar that they won't tap from, I'm like, oh God, don't let it break. But once I know what's happened, I'll watch it many, many times and repeat. Janome Sen. Mm. Anyway, let's crack on with this goddamn podcast. Just the way everyone's cracking on with their podcast these days. Mickey Bartlett has a podcast, if you want to check that out. It's called Hanging with Mickey Bartlett. He's recording it on my old piece of sound equipment. I have yet to buy one. You know, because I do the podcast, I upload it, and then I forget about it for a full week till it's Monday night, and I'm like, oh shit, I probably should have ordered that piece of kit. You know? Apart from it's one of the, you know what I mean? This is human's mentality, right? You could easily spend 300 and, what is it, like, well, the new one I want, 315 quid or something. You could go shopping, you know what I mean? Go on the piss. Go, you know, buy a few things in the January sales there. Fucking whatever. Put some petrol in your car. All that shit. And you're like, there's 300 quid, bro. Yet, the mentality of a human is, do you want to spend that all in one go on a piece of equipment that you know, you really will get the use out of and you ultimately need? And your brain's sort of like, ah, 300 quid though, isn't it? You know, that's a lot of buying shopping and fucking driving a bike and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? No, but definitely buy the piece of equipment you need, you stupid bitch. I'll probably order that today, now that I've remembered. That's where we are. We're recording this on the camera still. I mean, it's such an unprofessional setup right now. You know, this podcast deserves better. But as soon as we get that new piece of kit, you'll see some changes, guys. We're going to ramp this shit up. It's going to get crazy. You know, there's going to be more options. We might get a soundboard. You know what I'm saying? DJ! All that shit. Pew, pew, pew. I'm going to be fucking the Westwood, you know, of Tyrone, essentially. That's where we are right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, baby, holler at your butler. Pew, 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 pew. Various war noises. That's how you make yourself into a hip-hop DJ, isn't it? The more terrible war noises that you can put in there, you know, like those fucking air raid sirens, bombs, yeah. You know, there's a good tune coming along when it sounds like, you know, fucking Aleppo on a Tuesday. Yeah, baby. And then it's just me talking about, you know, dicks for an hour. But that's, you look forward to that shit, you know what I'm saying? I whistled there for no reason. Look forward to that. What other things are going to happen? Might just play some beats in the background, you know what I'm saying? Just a sound bed. Be like, hey guys, let's change the vibe here. Put on a wee beat. And I just talk about something. That was me beatboxing there, by the way. Did you hear that? Beatboxing's weird, isn't it? I feel like even if you're really good at it, it's still cringy to watch. No offense to any beatboxers out there, but it's weird, isn't it? It's one of those things where, like, I hate when people, see when people put too much effort into something when you're, like, just in a bunch of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're putting in X Factor performance when you're just in someone's kitchen at a party. I can't handle that. That's one of the reasons I can't stand, like, a cappella singing. You know, when someone's just like, and you're like, oh shit, we're in a smoking area of a pub, will you fucking relax, bro? And there's no music and they're fully going for it. That, I can't watch people sing, I swear to God. I think there's something about, it's something about fabricated emotion that you can just pull out of your hole, you know what I'm saying? Like someone's on Loose Women, they're like, yeah, isn't that weird? Yeah, and then the next minute they go, oh yeah, this lady's going to sing a song today. And she goes on the stage and it's like, oh, emotion, I'm going to cry. And you're like, you were literally talking about, like, in a roundabout way, the size of your husband's dick over on the couch there with these fucking hoes. It's crazy. Once again, this desk has fucking come apart. So enjoy the rattling, guys. It's not a good ad for this General Banter podcast, is it? Table's falling apart, sound recorder's not even a sound recorder. It's drastic. I mean, if only you had a photo of this desk. It would be a fucking nightmare. But yeah, beatboxing is weird. And it's one of those things where it's like, you're doing it and you don't mind being the center of attention. And I fucking fully understand. I fully understand how hypocritical that is coming from a stand-up comedian. However, I feel like stand-up is a little bit different because there is a chance where you'd be getting something back, you know? You get your beatboxers and they're like, yeah, everyone be quiet. And they make this noise, like a record slowing down. And you're like, oh, cool, now we just have to stand and watch this cunt spit all over everybody. Not in a rapper way, like in a physical, like I got hit with flame in my face there. Jesus Christ, mate. And then you get to the end, everyone's like, great. And then they're like, yeah, man, check out my SoundCloud where you can hear many, many versions of me essentially covering songs, you know? It's all about covering songs, isn't it? You can make a serious living just covering songs. We're in a band and we cover songs, you know? We charge a fortune. You could be in a success... Now, I have friends in these sort of bands. You could be in a successful, you know, band that for hire, for weddings or functions or whatever, and charge fucking $3,000. You know, you're doing well. Everyone gets handsomely paid, and you could literally be making more money than fucking someone in a signed band with their original music, which is so weird, isn't it? You could just skip the queue and be like, oh no, I just sing covers. Same with the beatboxer, same with the DJ, you know what I mean? I know there's an art and skill in DJing, but for the most part, it's like, yeah, put your hands up in the air for the work that some other cunt has done. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure it's a nightmare standing there while a load of fat bitches are like, can you play Rihanna? Please? And he's like, no, bro. I have some sort of artistic integrity. I will play the other people's songs that I want. All right, bro. Yo, what's out? Yeah, it's MC Spits a Lot. Doing a cover of some other song. The cringiest ones are the ones where they're like beatboxing and they can sort of talk at the same, you know, it's like, or like, what was the one I seen? I can't even do it. I'm gonna have to look it up. There was a guy did like Thriller or something and I was like, oh god, because he can like talk at the same time. Beatbox Thriller. Oh, I think it was a big fat dude on like the Ukrainian fucking It's Got Talent. Oh, meat DJ Meatbox, Beatbox. Amazing Thriller Filipino flute boxer. Fuck me, this should be porn, but it's not. Oh, here we go, bro. Swag. Okay. I've just noticed the fucking the like bar, and it's not a lot of blue on it. Not a lot of likes going to this Filipino champion here. That's the sort of music she'd be playing as a dog like pulls its arse along the ground, scratching its anus. I'm going to start calling assholes just Ains. Oh, I like my Ain. So, I don't know how the fuck I ended up talking about beatboxers. Let's jump into some general banter. What's been happening this week? Miraculously, I haven't drank in... Let me see, is that a... The last drinks I had were New Year's Eve, and I had 2 beers, and I felt like shit because I was sick. And I haven't drank since, and I didn't drink for a few days before that. So, there's a decent run there. Interrupted by 2 beers that I definitely shouldn't have had. So, that's where we're at. That's where we're at. Dry January. But I might just see how long I can go. You know, I might just do a month and then be like, maybe just keep this going. Because, can you be fucked? You know? Definitely keep buying beer 52 though, guys. Drink beer. You know? But for some people, like me, you just get bored. Bored to fucking death of it. So we went to Lavery's. And last week, another essentially sold out show. We had to shut the fucking doors. Shane Todd was headlining. Connor Keyes was on. I did a set. Mostly new stuff, which went down really well, which feels good in your wee dick, doesn't it? When you do new stuff and everyone's like, and you're like, great, I have a great joke about transgenders that will fucking put you on your back, bitches. Okay? Great stuff. Most people were doing new stuff. It all went very well. Great crowd, you know? Sometimes in Lavery's is full of people, you're like, this is the shit. Why would you want to be anywhere else? You know? Go to your mainstream clubs in the UK and here's some fucking jobbing comedian who's just been on, who's just been working long enough that he gets slots. My wife, right? Fuck up, mate. Alright? Come to Lavery's. Laugh your wee titties off. So we did that. That was marvellous. I didn't drink. Everyone else did. And then we went for McDonald's. You know, it's kind of like, you can never be fucking like smarmy about it. Like, oh yeah, I managed to stop drinking most of the night. And then, of course, we went for a fucking quarter pound cheeseburger meal where any good that was done by not drinking has just been smudged off with a McDonald's. I'll tell you, it was more fucked up. We were at Conswater because we were leaving some people home. And we pull up to the fucking little window and the guy was like, you can't get us. And I was like, yes, I am, sir. Now, sometimes I wonder, like, what's the point of all this? Okay? What is the point of putting out podcasts every week for almost free? You know? What's the point in doing all these videos, you know, just for people to enjoy? What's the point in writing all this material that may or may not get laughs, but whatever? What's the point of it all? And this is the point, guys. He goes, you can't get us. And I went, yes. And he said, that's so weird. I was literally listening to your podcast before I started working here tonight. And I went, that is so crazy. And girlfriend Maureen's sister went, get loads of curry sauce. Loads and loads. And I went to the guy, I am Colin Geddes. Do us a favour, mate. Give me 15 curry sauces, right? And he didn't say much. He just went, yeah, no problem, man. And he packed up all the shit. And I went, cheers, sir. Cheers for listening. And then we drove away. And lo and behold, was there 15 curry sauces in there? No. Was there 16? No. There was, in fact, 17 curry sauces in there. And I'll tell you what, sir. We used about 3. Okay, and the rest of them went in the fucking bin. So, is it wasteful? Yes. Is it some way sticking it to the man? Yeah. That is a big fuck you to your workplace, sir. Unless you like working there. Which you may well do. I don't think there's much wrong with the old night shift at McDonald's. Fuck it. The old General Banter podcast in one ear. You know? Some cunt ordering a fucking filet of fish in the other ear. And, you know, the discretion to fuck away 17 curry sauces at a time. Goddamn savage. He was like, he was making it rain curry sauce. Sweet curry. And I was like, that's it. That's what it's all about, guys. I mean, it happened. You know, this is it. This is the start of the celebrity life, guys, you know. Just being tossed free shit. You know what I'm saying? There was a man come into Lavery's and he's like, how's it going? We own a shoe shop in Belfast. Come on round, you get yourself a pair of trainers. And I was like, who am I? Huh? Am I Madonna when she wore an Adidas tracksuit once and then woke up and there was a mountain of Adidas tracksuits at her door? Am I Madonna right now? Huh? Is that what I am? Jesus Christ, bro. Great times. Great fucking times. Just lording it, absolutely fucking lording it with the free curry and the free trainers. You know what I'm saying? Balling out of control. I'm going to have a song called Slippers and Dip. And it's about all the free shoes I get and all the free dip I get. and I'm going to put a bag over Aaron McCann's head, a bin bag, granted, or maybe one of those things they deliver sand in, round his head, and I'm going to get one, probably just a regular plastic bag, and we're going to do like a Rubber Bandit style thing, where we do like an anonymous rap group, only with no political undertones whatsoever, like they have. It'll just be straight up gangster rap, slippers and dippins. Slipping and dipping, that's what it's called. You know, get my slippers on, get my dippers on. it's as good as written, to be honest. But now that I know that dude works there, I probably should ask for his name, but that was just me being slightly taken aback by the fact that someone listened to my podcast, which is still weird. Someone will say, I was listening to your podcast, and you go, oh, mate, really? I didn't know that you had access to it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I might go back next time and be like, bro, I need a favour. See the way I said large chip? Fill the brown bag that you put the small bag of chips in. And I'll keep doing podcasts for you. With these shoe deals I'm getting, I'll drive around here and I will chuck a pair of fucking New Balance through the window, and all you have to do is sort me out with sweet curry sauce and chips, bro. You know, and then he'd be like, Colin, with the amount of things you're dropping these days, you know, you drop tea and coffee, you haven't drank in 10 days, which is borderline Jesus level miracle, you know. He's like, you haven't drank, you probably won't even be eating McDonald's in February. And I'll be like, I know, bro, because at this rate of escalation to fame, I'm going to have so many fucking shoes to prance around in, I won't have time to eat McDonald's. But I may drive around here and get a large sum of chips to throw out to my friends and be like, this is living, baby, okay? Slippers and dips. Get it written, is all I'm saying. And feel free to send beats, okay? I was getting beats up the dick whenever I was doing this vlog. And then I was like, there's no point in doing vlogs if all I've done is sit in the house and edit a fucking video. You know, what sort of Inception level bullshit is that? Huh? You know what I'm saying? So, slippers and dips, send me some beats. Me and Aaron McCann are going to start a rap group. Flubber Bandits, how about that? You know? Dudes with titties, that's our second. That's the B side of that. Slippers and dips. Slipping and dipping. And the Flubber Bandits. Dudes with titties. Bro, where's your titties? That's what the song's called. Anyway, let's move on. I'll skim through this because, you know, we've plenty of news to talk about. And, you know, Arlene Foster and McGuinness and all that shit. But here, this is what I did the rest of the week, right? First of all, I mentioned it last week. The Amazon Fire Stick has been going to work this week. We watched fucking everything. War Dogs, mate. Have you seen War Dogs? There's something about that cunt that makes like Due Date and fucking The Hangover and all, where he just makes an exciting film, doesn't he? You know? Fat Jonah Hill. He's like, yeah, look at me. I slimmed down to the point where I look like a normal person, and then it looks like I ate three normal people. Fat as shit, bro. Fine actor, though. Great laugh in that. Loved it. Brilliant film, in my opinion. And I know nothing about films. You know? Plenty of classics I haven't seen. Dude, you know the bit in Die Hard? And I was like, I haven't seen it. Man, seen Terminator 2? Haven't seen it at all. Please tell me you've seen Apocalypse Now. No, have not. There's a little, you'd be amazed the shit films that I enjoy. It's embarrassing. watch War Dogs. Enjoyed that. And then we went for fucking lunch with my granny. Every once in a while my granny goes, can we all meet together for lunch? And we went to, for some reason, the fucking Templeton Hotel. Is it a hotel even? Which, what is it? What would it be? It's like Temple Patrick. It's quite near the fucking international airport, but it's quite near where they live, and everyone meets up there, and my aunties up from Dublin and over from England and everything. So we went for lunch, and then after that, it was all well and good at lunch, lovely, lovely time. And then my sister was like, come to our house in Lisburn. And we'd already mentioned to her about the fucking Amazon Fire Stick, and then we were like, right, we'll come to your house, we're going to go to Sprucefield first. So we go to Sprucefield, And then we go to my sister's house and she's like, oh, we just went and got an Amazon Fire Stick. My sister has a brilliant way of like, you know, she works in that industry where I think she was like a supervisor in a bar and then like a food and beverage fucking manager and then got a different job in like booking and stuff. And she's very good at like, sure, you can do, will you come around and I'll let you do that and, you know, da da da. And it's just very like, I'm not going to do anything, okay? We got this Fire Stick. Like, she probably went, they're coming round, how can we make use of it? Like, she'd have done it when we both lived at home years ago. You know what I'm saying? You'd have fucking walked in. She's like, she would see you and be like, oh yeah, go into the fridge for me, will you? Now that you're on your feet and get me. And you're like, you sat here for fucking 3 hours in a bath of your own farts watching Kardashians. And then as soon as I walk in, you're like, oh, I need something. You know what I'm saying? Fucking ridiculous. So she obviously went, they're coming to our house. Let's get an Amazon Fire Stick. And she's like, oh yeah, you can come to our house and set up that Cody thing. Now, we set it up, well, Maureen did most of it, but we set up that Cody thing on an Amazon Fire Stick. And I was like, what a fucking shit show. I was like, I'd nearly rather pay some cunt the £90 for the hacked one already. Fuck me. It's a goddamn nightmare. And she's like, oh no, sure, you can come and do that. And I was like, well, now we'll come over, but you can fucking do it. Oh no, but you've done it before. And I was like, yeah, it's a nightmare. It's a fucking nightmare, you do it. So we sat there while her and her fiancé were fucking going back and forward over this stupid fucking Amazon Fire Stick. Oh, for God's sake, this is a nightmare. Does this look familiar? No. Oh God, they were just losing their shit over this goddamn thing. And I was driving and Maureen had bought fucking Prosecco and Marks and Spencer, so she's just like, trying to forget that she's even there. You know what I mean? Just guzzling Prosecco. Like, Jesus Christ, take me out of here. It's fucked up. And then even weirder than that, when we were at lunch, it was one of my aunties. It was she who has four kids, four cousins of mine. And most of them, you know, just because our family's weird, I haven't seen for fucking years. And she's like, oh, your cousin Gracie's coming up tomorrow. Do you want to come to your granny's? And I was like, right, okay. And then I had to figure out this whole fucking day to get up, where I was like, right, we'll go to Belfast, I'm gonna go do jiu-jitsu, which was an absolute riot, guys, and then go out to my granny's and meet this cousin that I literally, like, you know when you're like, the last recollection I have of this girl is like, I was probably about 13 and she was probably fucking like 5 or something, you know what I mean, like a real proper child. And then you see pictures, you know, I remember, I just looked on her fucking, I was like, I'll look her Facebook here, because I don't even know who I'm fucking looking for when I walk in this house. And I was like, oh, there she is, just like, you know, like smoking rollies and all, and you're like, that's a full grown adult now, which is so creepy. And now she's probably going, oh, last time I seen you, you were, you know, a young sprightly teenager, and now you're just a fucking baldy old cunt. Bizarre, isn't it? But anyway, we met up at my granny's house, had a little fucking dinner and everything. Great crack. We had a great time. Maureen again was on the liquor. My aunties were fucking, oh, let's drink wine now. And I was just sitting there like, class. Any more crisps for the fat boy? So that was it. And they live in Dublin. They're like, oh, you should definitely come down to Dublin now. And I was like, absolutely. Don't give me offers like that. I'll be at your fucking doorstep tomorrow morning, motherfucker. Tony May. Hiya. So there you go, fun weekend all round. And I've absolutely retarded amount of work to do, because you know when you get that Christmas period and then you're like, Jesus, that Christmas period was rough, I need the new year period to just kind of chill out, you know what I mean, cool down after that that crazy new year Christmas period. And now I'm really only getting stuck into shit now, you know. And every time I put the radio on, they're like, have you filed your tax return? I sleep like a baby now that I've filed mine. And I'm looking at this fucking, like, insane pile of receipts. Like, oh, Jesus. Here we fucking go. Here we fucking go, mate. Let's talk some news. Did you see Martin McGuinness retiring yesterday? Jesus fucking Christ. He looks like Phil Mitchell with AIDS. That's what, you know, like, I haven't watched EastEnders in a while, and I flicked it on, Phil Mitchell's all like, I love drink. And then Martin McGuinness goes on, he'd be dead by the end of the week. You know, not threatening him, but he definitely definitely did not look good. And it showed you like footage of him like not that long ago, and you're like, something horrendous has happened to him in the last while. And my auntie, he came on the news yesterday, and my auntie, my granny, and all nurses, and she's like, what? Fuck. Did you ever see this clickbait shit, and you click on it, and you're like, this is gonna be not what it advertised, but I'll have a fucking look anyway. Yeah, they're all nurses, and they're like, my auntie's like, oh yeah, he's definitely, he has a bit of heart failure or something, you can hear it in his voice. And she's a nurse with the elderly. Her and my cousin both work in like an old people's home. And what the fuck is this? Oh yeah, so they were both like, yeah, he's definitely got some sort of heart fucking failure or something like that. And he's got that, it seemed a bit like Parkinson's-y, you know what I mean? Like when people stop being bouncy and move and they're sharp and all, and they just kind of stay still and look forward, and everything gets a wee bit just like Billy Connolly is, which is like the saddest shit ever. Don't know, it's fucked up, isn't it? But he's retiring, which means Sinn Féin aren't gonna fucking elect a new person for that post, and then they're gonna have to have an election, which ultimately might get Arlene fucked out. But you never know, that DUP are so stubborn, all them DUP followers, you know what I mean? All the fucking Bible bashing fucking rich tea brigade. Don't get abortions, get racist. That should be their slogan. That dude outside the abortion thing in Belfast, trying to get post sideways. Don't have an opinion. Don't have an opinion on it. Don't be actively fighting for something. You don't have a vagina. Or, you know, the fucking ability to even get an abortion. So it's kind of like, what can you do? You know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the equivalent for males, but it doesn't really matter. No one really cares about males. Which is true. Well, that is so true. You know, there's the whole neo-feminist type movement, and it's probably warranted in some way, shape or form, and people go way too far with it to the point where they're like, listen, I do whatever the fuck I want with my body. I'm so pro-abortion, I want to get pregnant just so I can hoover that fucking thing out of my body. But there's definitely this thing about dudes now where, like, especially if you're like a white male, you're just getting shooed out of the fucking party, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you actually don't, like, how ridiculous is it when they're like, you don't actually have the right to speak? I know that's kind of, like, I literally just said that about dudes who were at an abortion thing, but I feel like that's very specific. But there's certain things now where they're like, oh yeah, you're a white, privileged, in quotes, male, you don't actually get to talk. And you're like, alright, fair enough. Alright, I'll just fucking sit here and play my dick. Yeah, you would do that, wouldn't you? You fucking idiot. But then this is the reason why, you know, like, I remember hearing that guy from the Rubber Bandits saying, like, people, young men and all have no self-esteem and all, because they feel like if they don't have material shit to give the women, they don't deserve to be with them. You know, he's like, what young men need is, like, feminism, so that they can go out with a fucking girl and let her pay for it. And you're like, sort of, but for a minute, but then what you get after a period of time is probably like, you're a fucking loser. You're a fucking loser letting me pay for your dinner the whole time. You should be paying for it. And you're like, you don't love me at all, do you? What am I talking about? What am I actually fucking talking about? What I'm saying is, a lot of them DUP fuckers are probably so stubborn, they'll be like, well, I'm going to go ahead and vote Arlene right back in just because McGuinness thought that he could pull a wee fucking swift one there. You know what I mean? Pull a wee swift manoeuvre. And I tell you what, I'll vote her right back in there. I know she couldn't run a fucking bath, but I'll get her back in there. You know? Fuck me. And then, of course, there's this whole thing breaks out, like, she is a cunt, but don't be picking on her looks. And you're like, why? I mean, it happens to everybody. you know, it happens to everybody. Like, as soon as you dislike somebody, their most obvious flaw becomes your immediate attack point. You know what I mean? Like, if someone didn't like me, you know, if I was, like, dead on, someone would be like, oh, Colin, he's fucking dead on and everything. But, like, if I stole their handbag, they'd be like, that fat, baldy fucking cunt stole my handbag. It's just human nature, isn't it? You know, she's all out there lying to everyone, stealing everyone's money. And straight away, I was like, you big old fucking hatchet-faced fucking orc. Stealing my money. You fucking bastard. You're size 12 heels, you fucking man. That's what happens. It just, you know. Oh, this is Brian. How's it going, Brian? Nice to meet you. By the way, Brian took a shit in your microwave. You ginger specky fucking cunt, Brian. Huh? That's what happens every time. I'm going to write that down. Feel like I could do 1,000 of those, you know what I mean? This is Christina. Okay, Christina. Oh, she's very, very pleasant, isn't she? Yeah, Christina's lovely. Do you know Christina loves to just wear fur? You know, she likes killing mink and wearing fur. Christina, you stinking bucktooth lesbian bastard with your fucking fur coat. Get out of my sight. You rug-munching clam lopper. You know what I'm saying? It's easy. You can do that all day. But yeah, of course, they just keep putting their foot on it. She gets interviewed in front of like a fucking wood fire and everyone's just like, oh, Arlene. You know, you're ripping everyone's fucking money off of this boiler shit and you have the cheek to get a photo or a fucking interview in front of a goddamn goddamn fire. Madness. Goddamn madness. Madness. What else has happened in the world of worldness? I want to get this. They had the Golden Globes the other night. And what's her name? Where am I? Meryl Streep. Now, she had this speech that everybody fucking loved, right? She slagged off Trump. She slagged off fucking... This is not mixed martial arts. This is the arts or something. And you're like, shut the fuck up, Meryl. You know what I mean? You tell me, like, watch an Anderson Silva fight and tell me that's not art. You know what I'm saying? When he fought Forrest Griffin, and Forrest Griffin looked like he was fighting fucking air. And getting hit in the face with a baseball bat every time he went to move. That's art, bitch. It's not the arts. In fact, I went to art college, right? I went to art college, I did design and communication, and I don't put any value on fine art whatsoever. Do you know what I'm saying? If I see something that's not, if I see a cool painting, I'll be like, that's a pretty sweet painting, bro. You know, they used to crack up at like Andy Warhol because he just recreated these prints and sold, instead of selling one painting for fucking 50 grand, he sold like 20 prints. You know, for like fucking 20 grand each. And I get that. You know, you make a cool image, people want to buy it over and over again. See this like fucking arty shit? It drives me mad. This represents loneliness. What is it? It's one drop of blood on a 12 by 12 canvas. And you're like, what is going on here? Oh, it's been valued at 20 million. Why? I could literally do it myself. It drives me fucking mad. And then you get these arty people who are like, the arts need to be celebrated and all. And you're like, there definitely is a hierarchy of fucking arts, you know what I mean? Mixed martial arts is more of an art than fucking flute boxing, you know what I mean? But people will be like, nah, flute boxing's really creative, man. It's about expressing yourself and all. You're like, it has no value whatsoever. You're getting nothing back from that. At least a fight, you can watch people knock the cunt out of each other. Oh, we really need to protect the arts. There's a mime class on. You know? There's a mime class on today and we really need to just flex that mime muscle to keep it active, you know? Let's see what she said about Trump. Here we go. This won't load. No, my fucking luck. This is where the podcast gets stepped up next time.
He's coming.
Oh, God, here we go.
Your father's one of the most powerful men alive. Why not take advantage of
him? Oh, my God. This is going to play for fucking 23 seconds? Fuck you, Amazon. I didn't buy your Fire Stick to fucking hack it to get stuff for free just so that you can advertise on fucking YouTube for 23 seconds. Do you not already own the world? You mad bastards. God damn it. Here we go. Here we go. Straight. Let's go. Let's go straight. There you go.
This year that stunned me. It sank its hooks in my heart. Not because it was good. There was nothing good about it. But it was effective and it did its job. It made its intended audience laugh and show their teeth. It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter, someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back. It kind of broke my heart when I saw it, and I still can't get it out of my head because it wasn't in a movie. It was real life. And this instinct to humiliate when it's modeled by someone in the public platform, by someone powerful. It filters down into everybody's life because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing. Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. When the powerful use their position to bully others, we all lose. Okay, go up with that thing. Okay, this brings me to the press.
There you go, Meryl. Good for you. She's crying. Everyone's crying in the audience. Like, Meryl Streep, you're the best in the world. She may be right. She probably is. Definitely right. But, what is it about actors where they're just like, they never seem genuine? You know what I'm saying? Like, they know how to add drama to everything. The last one I heard that it was like, that's respect, was Denzel Washington, where he's like, you know, you don't read the paper or something, you're ill-informed, you do read it, you're misinformed or something. And he said it, so I was like, fucking right, Denzel. But then you get straight on this, just like, I think that this was a script. And you're just like, you're right, but it just seems so fucking contrived, doesn't it? So forced. You actor, okay? You're an actor. That's it. You're a good actor. Arguably the best one. But Jesus Christ. Relax, will you? This is my moment to change the world. And I'm gonna pretend that my voice is gone so that it adds extra gravitas. I mean, there's Gavin McGinnis there. His video is called Meryl Streep is Retarded. We'll not get into that. I'll keep that to myself. But anyway, she's up there having a right old yap. I mean, if she wanted to go down in history, she would die tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, do a Bowie. Just die. Do something epic. Die. That's how you get remembered. You know what I'm saying? She'll do that speech and then, you know, she'll do the old De Niro thing where it's like, let me do one more film, and you do one more film, and it's a heap of shit. And everyone's like, here, that fairly knocks the edge off your speech there, isn't it? Now that you're in Expendables 9. Here, listen, she's not going to do that. I'm just going off on one. Again, I'm suffering from the, I can't watch anybody do anything emotional. You know? I'm singing with emotion and no fucking music. Mm-mm. Can't watch that. Can't watch beatboxers, you know? I'm serious. I'm serious, I'm a badass. You're doing song noises with your mouth, bro, in the street. And the same with Meryl here. You know, I'm very concerned about... Fuck it. No, you're not. Meryl. Head right up her own hole. Sometimes people say I'm overrated, but today I don't feel overrated. Get your tongue out of your own shitter. Mmm. But she's a fucking nightmare to be around. Anyway, let us move on. As I hit everything with this ruler, let's move on with some questions, guys, because, you know, much like every other podcast, I've started slagging things and just, you know, I don't really know where I'm going with it. You know? Meryl Streep's more well-read and informed than I am. Stay woke, guys, right? Woke as fuck. Stay woke, you know? Say something that doesn't make sense. By the way, shout out to Shane Todd and Dave Elliott, who bought each other some wee Christmas presents, and then Dave bought Shane a t-shirt that says "Sorry girls, I suck dicks" on it. And I wouldn't be surprised if either of them two enjoyed the old dick on the side. You know, not in a I'm really, really gay way, just like, you know, the way you'd sort of treat yourself with a, you know, I don't drink, but the old time I have a beer. The old time I have a wee shandy. I wouldn't put it past the two of them to be like, I'm not gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, we both have girlfriends and love tits and whatnot, but here, if a dick's there to be sucked, you know, you don't leave a dick hanging. Is what I'm saying? And Shane, you'd be mad not to wear that to the next fucking gig that you do. Anyway, let's hit some questions here. Ian Rafferty, you should upload the series Hack Job to Facebook. Didn't get the views it deserved. Well, things kind of what do you mean deserved? Nothing really deserves anything. But maybe I think it is on Facebook. There is a Hack Job Facebook page. I'll reshare them, sure. Fuck it. The Fellowship podcast sent me a photo of McGregor in like a bomber jacket, and it says he must have seen the recent vlog. And if you haven't seen my latest vlog, go to YouTube, watch it, where we had a great pile of banter with my boy Jethro that was at Lavery's. Who the fuck is that? He was wearing one of these amazing bomber jackets and got a right hold slagging. But in a great way, great times. Please come back, Jethro. Wear a different coat, you know, we'll start all over again. Mickey Bartlett, do you feel bad you got your equipment... Oh, this is the Mickey, but I'm tagged. Do you feel bad that you got your equipment off Colin Geddes weeks ago and now he's been recording his podcast on the camera? I think I heard Mickey answer that question where he said, I did buy it off him, so I don't feel that fucking bad. Which is true. Which is 100% true. I know, I just need to get my shit together and buy a fucking new piece of equipment. Who's the funniest in the general banter squad, bar you, obviously? Says Big Cully 84. Who's the fun? Well, it very much depends. You know what I mean? Everyone's funny. Like, everyone's funny in their own fucking way. You know, it's hard to really separate. I don't know. If you were talking straight stand-up, that's one argument. If you're talking like, who's the funniest person in person, that's a different conversation. Who's the funniest when it comes to like writing something? Who's the best ideas? Who's the funniest whatever? It's hard to really... But it's not a competition, you know what I'm saying? We're all fucking mates. But definitely me. Looks like there is an election coming up. Any thoughts on doing a Trump and using your celebrity as a springboard to office? I'm not a fucking celebrity, bro. And as soon as I feel like one, I'll let you fucking know. But no, I really think... I don't know what celebrity means, really. Like, there's a little pocket of the internet who know who I am, because I provide them with some content the whole time. But I don't know. I don't know how I would do. I mean, it would be a joke, wouldn't it? I can't talk well enough. You know what I mean? I would just be cracking jokes. I couldn't stay serious. You know, I would end up slagging people's looks and stuff without actually having any good political points. Well, I think that Colin blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, yeah, I think you got a face like a fucking donkey's rectum. So how about that? Heard about Diamond Guinness? You old cunt. No. Who would be good in the general banter squad? Be funny to see Kieran Bartlett do it, you know, because he's switched on. He's very, very smart. He's got a PhD, but he also has a mouth like a fucking portable toilet. Right, do you find crowds are getting more and more sensitive or PC? Does this annoy you? Not in Lavery's. I mean, unless someone goes home offended. But they haven't really said anything. I find, like, you got two types. You got the ones that are slightly older and a bit more fucking holy. The DUP types are like, you can't. No child of God would be talking like that. And then you've got the old... You've got the sort of new wave of political correctness where it's like, we're so left-wing that we actually have more fucking rules than the right-wing. You know? You've gone full circle. You know, we're so up for freedom of speech that and equality that basically there's a lot of stuff you're not allowed to even say because someone might be triggered into feeling bad, okay? So you're in this fucking padded cell of safety that's actually doing you more damage than you think. What's your view on this DUP heating thing? Living in Canada now, so out of the loop, what's your unique opinion? I'll be honest with you, I don't really pay that much fucking attention to it. I know that there was some initiative where if you were to fucking use whatever boiler fucking shit or whatever, you were getting money for it and it was actually costing everybody like 40 million or something. Or 400 million, but like, I don't know, it's just more, you know, I'm not affected by it. I don't have a fucking hater. I just don't care. I don't know what a libertarian is exactly, but I feel like that's what I am. I'm just like, we're out in the country, we're just fucking chilling, we're like, just avoid it all, you know what I mean? Stay out here. Just chill out. Just ignore all that shit. Relax, guys. That was a roundabout answer to say I didn't read up on it at all. What about Big Marty stepping down? Sinn Féin cunts anyway. On another note, what you make of Mickey's first podcast? yeah, Big Marty stepping down. I don't give him long at all. He'll be dead in the next couple of fucking weeks. He looks like shit. Father Time. I mean, there's arguments that he's a bad pup. Isn't he? Old Marty. Mickey's first podcast was decent. I'll tell you what he needs to do, which I need to do as well. There's enough podcasts where I've just talked to myself for an hour, and I feel like I need to make some changes once I get some new equipment. What he needs to do is get over himself. Talking, you know, there's this sort of like odd feeling when you're by yourself, like, well, I'm talking to myself here, this is a bit weird, or you say something and he's so used to hearing fucking waves of laughter that he's like, oh well, I just said something and I can't really gauge what the reaction to that is, so I'm gonna be a bit weird and be like, oh god, that wasn't that funny and whatever. Just talk, you know what I mean? Just talk and do whatever the fuck you want. That's it. Just don't be so aware that you're doing a podcast, just talk. But yeah, I'm going to ramp the old production up on this like a motherfucker. Are you up to date with text code? Or wait a minute, Plumbit, what does that say? That video you were in was funny. Cheers, Plumbit, you fucking maniac. Plumbit. Okay, what's this? Wait, can I get a zoom in on that or what, bro? Okay, so, okay, why can't I click on that? I fucking... someone has posted me a thing that was like text speak that the cops had put up. Why the fuck? Right, I don't know what the crack is with that link he sent me, but it's very blurry and I can't zoom in on it. So he said, what was the question again? He goes, have you ever been NIFOC? Right, here we go. 30-year-old Geddes Googles things that kids say. What was it again? Knife? What? N-I-F-O... N-I-F-O-C. I'm naked in front of computer. Would you like to see? All right, so it's all this webcam chat where you're like, I'm in front of the computer naked. Do you want to see my stinking dick? Which is cute if you're like 17. You're like, hey babes, do you want to see me naked in front of the computer? And you click it and you're like, look at me, I'm a slinky little hairless boy. You know, with a little smooth pink penis. No one is like, John, I'm naked in front of a fucking laptop here. Don't switch your fucking thing on. And you're like, there's a big old grizzly man dick. You know? Like that Louis C.K. bit. Not big in a porn way. Just like big in a fucking... What is that? An unwashed parsnip? You know? Just like, there you go. That's what you have to look forward to the rest of your life. Grotesque mutant dick. And just a constant mat of hair across the whole body. Nobody wants to see that. I'm just naked in front of the computer. Have some fucking respect. You know, I hope it's a PC. We naked in front of a nice expensive fucking MacBook. When you had that car crash that nearly killed you, were you wearing a seatbelt? And that's from Dan Barnes. I was not, and it didn't really nearly kill me, it just cut my head. Got in the back of the car, picked the mate up, tried to pull my leg in behind the seats because we were in a small fucking Clio, and about drove around the corner, and about 12 seconds later he hit a skip. So I was still trying to fucking adjust myself in the car before I even reached for the seatbelt, which was a mistake. But I sort of find that hitting a skip in the middle of the road is also a big mistake. So I flew forward, hit the windscreen, crawled out. Fully conscious, blood pushing down my head. You know, neck like a pig. Don't worry about it. Get settled before you take off, guys. You know, sit there. Get ready. You know? Get your seatbelt on, get sorted, then take off. Jerome saying. Sean Carroll, what is your very first mobile telephone? It was like a fucking Motorola or something. It was like a wee tiny butt plug looking thing. It was like when they tried to make them all smooth looking. It was like just a little... It looked like a wee bar of soap. It was a piece of shit. Do you know any other Collins your own age? It's very early 80s. It's very early 80s. Do you agree it's a bad name? Do you get Col for short? Do you know any other Collins your own age? Not really. It's very early 80s. So the name Colin is early 80s? Okay. Master of baby names, Sean Carroll there. Do you get Col for short? For some people, yeah. A lot of older people would say that. You know, people's mums. Oh, Col, how are you? But yeah, I agree. It's a very bland name. It is the rich tea of names. Here we go. 18 questions on Facebook. Let's speed rattle these and then we'll get the fuck out of here, you bitches. Marty McGuinness, Mary McGuinness and her leaving her post, a second mistress. Okay, I don't get that. Okay, whatever. What's the preferred weapon of choice when Trump's war starts? Which won't happen as Trump is a good guy and will preoccupy with grabbing puss. Well, Mickey Bartlett's podcast. Okay, what's my preferred weapon of choice? Elusiveness, is that a word? Just don't be there, you know what I'm saying? Don't be near the trouble, just be away. Just be self-sufficient, you know, zombie apocalypse. Grow your own pigs, fuck your own sheep, all that carry on. But more than likely, I've talked about this before, there's some weapon that I acquired, which is actually for cutting down branches of trees, and it is like a fucking axe handle with a long hooked blade on it. Which, if you swung it the way you would gently hit a little underhand forehand shot in tennis, like, whoosh, you would go straight through someone's shin. It's ridiculous. And you could just go into a B&Q, pick that off the shelf, and walk up and go, give me all the money, or I'm just going to skim the top of your head off like a fucking boiled egg. You know? Dale Crozier. Will Mickey Bartlett's podcast last longer than Aaron McCann's? You're the king of dog shite, Dale. I don't know. I mean, you can either say that I'm stupid or persistent, but the one thing I have, guys, is consistency. You know, and stubbornness to not stop doing things. Mine's been every week for fucking about 3 years. We'll see. We'll see. I'd like to think it goes. Aaron should definitely have a podcast, but all these boys are like, nah, I just couldn't have time and all. And you're like, you don't do fucking anything. I just couldn't find time. You know, I have an essay due. Oh, I have 10,000 words to write. Get it fucking done. Stop being a fucking asshole. Oh, I'm really busy. Doing what, Mick? Fingering your dog? You know? You can't talk for an hour? You've wanked for 7 today, so let's get a move on. I'm hoping they both can restart podcasts. Competition is good. You know what I'm saying? Stephen Tinney, are you a gamer? No. What's your process for coming up with new material, says Connor Curry? Is it stuff you observe and take note, or do you have to sit down and give it a good bit of thought? No, thinking about it doesn't really work for me. People sit down, they're like, what can I write about? And sometimes things come out. You have to be in a constant state of awareness where you're like, you recognize that things are funny when you see them, or they happen to you. You're like, it's fairly evident though, you know, like something will happen and you'll be like, I can just put that straight in the stand-up. Or you can just talk about things that are popular, have your own take on it. Yeah, it's hard to sit down and write stuff unless you're sitting down, especially if you're like early in your stand-up career, because all you're doing is remembering things funny that happened to you. You might sit down to pepper it with jokes, but is that annoying, that noise? Fuck me. So, Robert Jones, referring to the guy that got attacked by a cat a while ago and went viral. Ever been attacked by a family cat? Pet? Back when we were kids, there was an over-amorous Labrador that roamed the streets called Blue. Of course, we call him Blue the Bucker Dog. Just fucked every kid in sight, did it? I've never been attacked by an animal. One time I was chased by a Springer Spaniel while I had two boxes of Stella in my hand, and I just turned around and went, "Rah!" and scared the shit out of the dog, and it ran away. So, that's about it. If you were to do the Vice Food Channel, where in Shaft would you head up first for some quality eats? Any recommendations for a meat merchant? From Jeff Ray. It depends, mate, because you could take them on the sort of alternative, you know, like, let's go to some shitty cafes that I know are good, or, you know, different stuff, rather than, you know, here are the fanciest restaurants. It depends what sort of show you want to do, you know. Now we're talking, this is a production meeting now. Jeff, let's chat. I don't know, I would have to do research myself. There's plenty of fucking places I haven't eaten, you know. Went past that Cuban sandwich thing the other day. I was like, oh, is that what that is? Must go in there someday. Let's move on. Marty Goodall, McGregor versus Cody Garbrandt. What do you think? I think McGregor beats the fuck out of him. You know, what did he fight at? 135? What the fuck was he fighting at? 145? 135? It must be 135. Like, you're talking a big old weight jump there. McGregor would probably beat the cunt out of him. He's way bigger. How hard would it be to do a whole podcast as Barry the Blender from Mark Agnew? Well, I'll tell you what, mate. I did the first ever podcast I did was for panicdots.com, and it was all Barry the Blender. So there you have it. And then Audio Picnic was born out of that. And then there was no podcasts once that ended. And then the first section in Audio Picnic was called General Banter. So whenever I started the Colin Geddes Show podcast, I then changed it to the General Banter podcast just to give it a brand name because I thought it sounded better. I thought there was a dog in our garden there, and it's literally some giant bag that has blown off something and into the garden. Nearly shite myself there. If Mexicans dig tunnels, what's the point in Trump building a wall? I don't know, mate. He's not going to build that fucking wall. Paddy McGeaney ever eat a Friar Tuck's? Many, many times me and Mickey Bartlett have walked into Friar Tuck's with a look of shame and arousal on our face. Yeah, it's good shit, isn't it? Although it's one of those ones you're eating it and you're like, this is death. You know what I mean? You can feel it. You're like, this is going to kill me. After watching all the classic comedians and sketch shows over Christmas, who's your all-time favourite comedian and or sketch hard to beat? The Biggian. Lewis Coulter. Yep. He is the fucking king, like Billy Connolly. But there's so many. I mean, I'm a fucking weird person where it's like, I don't think I'm the student of comedy that I should be, being a comedian. You know, it's very like, I basically watched what I watched to get into comedy. And then once I was in the comedy, I was just doing comedy rather than this continuous research and watching things. Richard Pryor is a favourite, obviously. You see some old Dave Allen stuff is genius. Two Ronnies is pretty fucking genius. Stuff like Shooting Stars, which I loved that shit when I was a kid. Laughed my fucking balls off. But then, you know, if you're talking about inspirations on stuff I do nowadays, like, one of the first films I ever seen where people exaggerate, but I can remember like rolling off the sofa laughing, which is, it should be one of those rolling on the floor laughing, it should be roll off the sofa laughing, was Hot Shots Part 2, where he's like doing the fucking, like, and it directly probably went into like I Am Fighter type stuff, where it was like, you know, he's taking the piss out of fucking like a kickboxer, dipping his hands in, instead of glass, he's dipping them in like jelly beans and all that shit. Like, that's exactly the type of shit that I ripped off for like I Am Fighter, you know? And not consciously, but obviously I like that sort of humor. favorite sketch? Yeah, I watched a couple of Dave Allen ones over Christmas there. Just fucking genius. There's so many people like him now. David Swan, IRA or UDA? I'm alright. Cheers. None. Would be good. If you had to have a housemate, what would the number one no-no be? Okay. Or what would be the number one no-no? Pissing on the toilet seat. See if you're a fucking grown man and you're like, oh, I just took a piss. And Connor Begley is wild for that. He'll just piss and not flush the toilet. And you're like, why are you not flushing the toilet? It's not a fucking drought. In fact, it's the opposite of a drought. Flush the toilet. Or if you're a grown adult and you're pissing on the seat in someone's house, you should be taken in like a fucking puppy and have your face pushed into it and be like, you do not piss on the seat because you're an adult. You fucking stupid cunt. And that is the patriarchy, guys. Because I tell you what, you should be sitting down to piss. You know? It's handy that you can stand up and piss in a bush somewhere or against a wall when you're dying for a piss. I feel like you should just be sitting down for a piss. But everyone's like, nah, you're a man, bro. You stand up and piss all around the toilet. Nah, everyone else is sitting down to piss. You sit down to piss too. You know? You're pissing all over the fucking place. It's one small jet of piss. You know what I mean? It's not like, it's not like a fucking, oh, Jesus Christ, I don't know. It drives me mental. Why does some, oh my God, there's so many questions. Right, let's rattle the fuck through these. We're going to have to figure out a format for this shit. Why do some people drive down main roads at 40 miles an hour and then continue at 40 down through a town centre where they should be doing 30? Is it just some people are absolute spastics or what? Ryan Doyle. People are certainly spastics. I saw a guy yesterday. I was on, if anyone knows, I don't know how to say this, Sandy Nose or Sandy Nose, if you're a fucking tard. Because we're going from my granny's house on the motorway. It's a big giant roundabout. It's a nightmare. And like, this guy just drove up and just missed the fucking line where he should have stopped before the roundabout. And just kind of pulled on into the middle of the roundabout and then realised, oh shit, I was supposed to stop like 10 feet back and just reverse the car back really quickly. But people do silly shit. You know what I'm saying? Mad. People must be like, I'll do a nice steady 40, not burn any fuel. And I'll just keep this going over children's heads and through red lights the whole way through the town here. Scott Mitchell, have you ever eaten the same piece of sweet corn twice? No. Is that some sort of, like, eat your asshole joke? What would you do if your son was at home crying all alone on the bathroom floor because he's hungry? Okay. Because his daddy's gone and you and she and Todd are smoking rock now. That's from Gareth Faith 3. Jesus, I don't know. I mean, I hate these songs where they're trying to have a meaning like that. I was listening to that fucking Sean Paul, like, on a single mother than a house song, and you're like, ugh. You pandering cunts. I bet you they were like, we'll do this song, it'll empower single women, and they're going to buy the fuck out of this, and sure enough, it's fucking number one for weeks. And I actually wrote this on Facebook, was like, I cannot wait to just see the swarm of fucking just disgusting, cankled messes at, like, Benedict's in Belfast. This is my song, so it is. See, since Dwayne left me, he's a fucking piece of shit anyway, so he is. Gemma, let him go. You're a wee superstar, hon, aren't you? Yes, chick, thank you. I've got 9.5 litres of fucking fake tan up around my gunt. Someone's getting fucking fucking neck. Again, I've said this before, but that's that. You know what I mean? Women like that can go out absolute fucking steaming heaps of shite and still someone will ride them. You know what I mean? They're like,
oh, I just broke down my fucking cleavage and my weird ditties that are like big but like go over too much and the nipples like actually under my tit. You know what I mean? I've got my canklet on. I've got a ring on my toe that I bought in Benidorm. I've got my frosted tips and I'm ready to dish out fucking gum jabs all over the place. Here's me, Sean DePaul.
Makes me sick. Let's really go for it. Let's really go for it, guys. Carl Ward, favourite animated TV programme. Or movie. My favourite of all time is probably when Ricky Gervais animated his podcast. I love that shit. I'd love someone to do it to this. Favourite TV or animated thing? I mean, I'm ashamed of myself that I don't watch more South Park, because I know I should be, but I just don't. Chris Brown versus Soulja Boy boxing match. Barry would knock the shit out of two of them. I'd fight them both at the same time. You know, I love that black guy default boxing mode where they just put their head back and makes me laugh. How do you think this year will be? And that's from Liam Baker. How do I think it'll be? Probably mental. No? I don't fucking know. It's going to be nuts. We'll see what happens. I mean, Mickey Bartlett's going to be in New York, apparently, whenever Trump gets inaugurated, and there'll be riots, like. There's no doubt about it. Grim. It's going to be nuts. More deaths, more craziness, more war. Someone's going to step in on that Aleppo thing. It's going to be a shit show. You know, Russia are going to take offense at someone. There'll be murders. Terrible. Mate, what about that unfunny fella, Sir Steve-O, on the Boojum Galway video? Two questions. Reckon you'd knock his bollocks in? And do you think the people with a southern accent is funnier than up the north's? And that's from Matt Quinn. I actually have laughed my balls off at some of his videos. I'll have to watch it. Let me look that shit up, son. Let me look it up. Facebook.com. I'll look it up in my spare time. I'll not watch it on this. But if I don't type it in, I'll forget. Because I got to mensch. Boojum Galway. Yeah, I've actually watched a few of his videos and laughed my head off. I mean, I don't know. What you have to understand is, like, if someone gets views on their video, they're all of a sudden a platform for advertising, which is a reality, and it's a reality for people who make things for fun to make money. I make plenty of videos for free, and then I also team up with certain things if I feel like it's right. You know, I've done Boojum, I've done like Fit Fodder, different things where it makes sense for any of the characters that I do to be in a video. You know, if it was like, hello, it's me, Barry Blender, here in a fucking furniture warehouse in Tyrone, it's not really going to work. It has to be things that make sense together. Let me see, Boojum Galway.
Spanish Parade.
I don't know what a Galway accent is. But yeah, I wouldn't say it was unfunny. Maybe there's a way where you can sort of learn to make stuff for people. Oh wait, here we go, hold on.
Do you want to get a nutrition and snack somewhere?
Yeah, but can we get somewhere like new? I was thinking we could go to like Boojum or something.
Boo what?
Boojum?
That sounds foreign, Kathleen. I don't like it. I don't like it.
No, it's not foreign at all.
Is it Irish?
Yeah, it's like Irish food like with a twist.
Should we give it a go, Kathleen? But if you're tricking me, there'll be a repercussion.
Yeah, whatever. Let's go.
Terribly made. Sorry.
Michael, look, I got you a burrito.
Oh, roasted potatoes in tin foil.
No, roasted potatoes. Yeah, it just has some sort of bits in it, so it'll be nice and yummy, do you know? Yeah.
Kathy, where's the potato? What kind of stuff is
there? They're in there. They're all just...
There's all hot things in it.
Yeah, just take a bite, maybe. Just take a bite. Take a taste. Don't you like it?
No wonder Trump banned all the Mexicans.
But it's nice.
It's not
big.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go, 1 week later.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for collecting me. Oh, have you been eating food?
I haven't. Come on, we have to go.
One second, I just need to get my glasses. What the hell is this? Boojum Addict?
Just leave that alone, Kathleen. That's none of your concern.
What?
A man's car is his castle.
I mean, I'm sorry for putting you... I'm sorry for putting you through that. I just thought I'd have to listen to the whole fucking thing. That's a funny video. I don't see the problem. Here's what I would say about most things that happen these days, right? The internet has a way of allowing you to jump to the front of the queue of popularity. What doesn't hurt is to have some sort of base behind that, okay? So if you have a character that's popular on the internet, it helps to be a person who's into characters, you know, and you're good at writing stuff, and you can have many characters, and you can do many different types of stuff, right? It also doesn't hurt if you want to make videos to actually learn how to make videos, because that would have been great had they just known a guy with a camera. It would have been fucking sweet. But of course it was cut. It was an absolute fucking hack job, shot on a phone. So it looked like shit, but it was funny. You know? If you're going to do funny video, you know, do some sort of comedy. I don't know. You have to be able to renew this shit over and over again without it just fucking hitting a brick wall. That's all I'm saying. But I like that. I thought that was funny enough. It's not doing the sort of hits we do for Virgin Belfast, but you know what can you do? What can you do? Do people think Southern accent is funnier than the North's? 100%. There's a lot of shit you get away with. I mean, look at those two guys that were the fucking rowers that were in Graham Norton, and they're all just like, oh yeah, pull like a dog and pulling his dick and all that there. And everyone's killing themselves just because that's the way they talk. They just talk funny. You know, if it was some scumbag from fucking Ardoyne going, oh mate, he got pulled like a dog on his arm and all just because he's at home fucking wanking away and... No, everyone's going to be like, that's a bit distasteful. But you know, talk like that. Like a fucking arsehole. And everyone's laughing their head off. I mean, look at like Ard O'Hanlon or some comedian like that. Just put a confused look on your face and say it weird and everyone laughs their bag off. Whereas Northern comedians, you actually have to be saying funny shit because it's such a punchy, aggressive language that it has to be even more aggressive with fucking jokes. I don't know. Chris McMinn, final question. What about the General Banter Party for upcoming elections? Seriously though, how can we mobilise the uninterested and disenfranchised to actually get out and vote, maybe. Just maybe get some proper change in this place. It all comes down to the mentality of the person who wants to fucking rule something, who wants to be in charge. You know, it should be one of those ones where everyone goes, gets around someone like, mate, I really think you should do this. And he's like, I don't want to do it. And they're like, I really think you should. You know, we all think that you're the best person for the job, so why don't you try it? And the person's like qualified but reluctant, but has ends up getting sort of pushed into it, and then they do very well. Because you shouldn't want to be in charge. It's a weird thing. It takes a weird sort of mentality. Anyway, weird. That was the last question. I mean, it's hard to get these fucking assholes to turn up for anything, let alone forming a general banter party for an election. You know, it's hard to get them to a gig at the same fucking time. So fuck no. You can get them to a Nando's at the same time. No doubt. But get them together to fucking have some sort of political agenda put down on paper. Not a fucking chance. Anyway, that was the last question, guys, I think. That feels like a long old podcast. I'm not sure. It's hard to tell with the times in this goddamn camera that will be upgraded by next week. Praise be to Allah. Beer52.com, once again, was the sponsor. Shout out to them. If you want beer delivered to your door, if you want £10 off your first order, use the code BANTER10. Get some beer to your house, guys. And that's it. Go to Lavery's on the 18th. These are fucking selling out to the point we're having to put sold out on the door. So if you want to go to one of these things, get down at fucking, you know, 8:45. And if everyone's in, like, there's people have turned up and tried to get in, and me or Maureen has said to them, oh, the comedy starts in like 15 minutes. We open the doors in 15 minutes, so if you could just give us a minute. And they disappear, and they get a beer, and they come back 25 minutes later, and they walk in, and the place is absolutely rammed, and they're like, oh, fuck. It's absolutely rammed in here. Why, you know, we didn't think it was going to be this many people. And that's what you have to do. If you get there early, just stand for 15 minutes. I know it's annoying, but we're setting up. Just stand, and you'll get in and get whatever seat you want. You know, but they get a bit fucking crazy these days. So that's it, guys. Cheers for listening. Hopefully we'll step this bitch up next week, get new equipment. Let's party. And that's about it. Check out the vlogs on the YouTube. Follow me on Snapchat, at Colin Geddes. All small cases. You know, send the Snapchat to other people. Like, here, check this out. Look at this guy, making a cunt of himself. That's it. I'll speak to you next week anyway. Respect.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.